Welcome to your morning news of note, bringing you the latest updates from around the world, including those affecting the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. Starting with Camp Lejeune, there will be a ceremony on Saturday to honor veterans from the Vietnam War, bringing together Marines, sailors, civilians, and community leaders. Over in Europe, tensions rise as Russia threatens Ukraine over the delivery of advanced U.S. missile systems, while Ukraine strikes fuel depots in Russia, defying U.S. warnings. NATO has been conducting large-scale military exercises in response to the shadow of Russia's war. In Africa, the U.S. has warned of an impending rebel military offensive in Sudan, and there's uncertainty over the presence of U.S. troops in Niger and Chad. Tunisia, Algeria, and Libya are forming a new regional coalition to enhance security and stability. Closer to home, there have been tragic incidents involving Marines. One died in a parachute mishap during training in North Carolina. Another passed away during routine operations in California. The Pentagon disputes reports of a firefight following a bombing in Afghanistan. The tense situation between Iran and Israel adds a nuclear edge to their conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China urging leaders to halt military support to Russia, while the U.S. plans three-way nuclear deterrence talks with South Korea and Japan. And internally within the Marine Corps, there have been solemn tributes to fallen service members and celebrations for the Marine Corps' 248th birthday. Remember to check the Morning News of Note email for more details and links to these stories. Stay informed, stay safe.